Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And we talk about quite often the original intent, and we're doing that because if you leave the original intent, it's no longer what it was anymore. And we're looking at America. America is, its original intent is the Constitution of the United States. It's the Declaration of Independence, why we're doing what we're doing. And how many of us don't know the Constitution? I mean, we were talking about the preamble of the Constitution. What was, you got to check it out. We shared with you yesterday. We don't want to share it again, but you can actually hear it again on the Torch. But it's amazing the seven things that it, the reason why the Constitution was written and ordained and established was for these seven things. But then you look at the first article in Section 1. I mean, think about it. The very first thing that was written about after the preamble was Article 1, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. And it has to do with the very branch of government that people just seem to be ignoring. But we should not. It has to do, it says right here, Section 1 says, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Why is that put first? Well, think about it. That's who represents us. That's representative government. And the very first thing after the preamble, it talks about Senate and Congress. And so many people just tell, you know, they say, you just need to push on past Congress. You just need to do it. I'll accomplish this totally outside of you. You can either work with me or I'll get the people to do it in the nation. It's like, that's their representatives. And so in the original intent, we think about the first thing that they wrote about was the Senate and the House of Representatives. They wrote about Congress. Mm-hmm. And it's in that, and that's why it's important that you find and support the values, and you find out what candidates stand for, what their values are, and you find people who agree with Christian values. One example is that they believe that life begins at conception and not to kill that child in the mother's womb. Why? First of all, because that's murder. Secondly, because the way that this nation is set up, the Congress will pass a law saying that it's murder and they can no longer do it anymore.
Right.
That's what's so important about that. So voting people into office that have your values, Christian values, and the thing is we got to rediscover our original intent of what Christian values are, but one is thou shalt not murder.
Mm-hmm.
And by getting involved and asking questions like, you know, what is your stand on this? What is your stand on that? You can find out if they actually agree with the same values that God has spoken in his word. And we can change these horrific things taking place by having a representative government who represents our values. And the very first thing they talk about after the preamble to the Constitution, the first article, the first section, is Congress. Let me read it to you again. All legislative powers, think about it, all. And legislative means lawmaking powers, by the way. And we've totally surpassed Congress in so many different ways with executive orders and all these czars, these different things, and these policies and procedures. Like, what happened to Congress, you know? What happened to Congress? So Congress has happened now to unfund things to be able to make a point and to stop things because there's things being passed that they didn't want to be passed.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, and this is every bit of it, right? All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Think about representatives. That's the lawmaking part of our government. You have three branches of government. You have the executive branch, the legislative branch, and you have the judiciary branch. The legislative branch, which is Congress, which just talks about in Article 1, Section 1, is the only one that's supposed to make laws. And not only that, to fund those laws. And the executive branch is to enforce those laws, which would be the president and his cabinet. And the judiciary branch is supposed to interpret the laws as if they're constitutional or not, not make laws, but are they constitutional or not? Because everything's based on the Constitution of the United States of America, the original intent. And so we got to begin to look at Congress a bit different and start thinking, wait a minute, you're saying nothing. You're doing nothing, or you're doing something. I don't know. Begin to hold your congressman and your senator, your representative, accountable for what they're doing or what they're not doing, and realize that's how things are made. So when you're talking about things such as abortion, when you're thinking about, you know, safety of our borders, that our Congress can make a law that changes everything.
All right.
That changes everything. If they make no laws and they just let the executive branch make policies and procedures and proclamations that kind of take the place of law, that become law, by the way, if they're not stopped by Congress, by the way, that's part of the things that we've talked about. After a certain time frame, I believe it's 90 days, that an executive order becomes a law. I don't know what the days are, but if it just sits there, so quite often, keep from stirring things up and messing up their political atmosphere. Some people will just let the executive branch make an executive order and nobody say anything, and all of a sudden it becomes a law and nobody takes responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
Happens quite a bit. And so under original intent, so all we want to do is, I think about Dr. Martin Luther King when he was talking about the same thing. He says, listen, I'm not asking you for anything except what's written on paper. What's written on paper. Listen to Dr. Martin Luther King say these very same words. And what he's talking about, the paper, he's talking about human rights and he's talking about the Constitution. Listen up.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
You're listening to Dr. King as he's talking about, listen, I'm just holding you, America, accountable to what's written on the paper. It's not wrong to hold America and Washington, D.C. accountable to what's written on paper, because that's our Constitution. That's what we're made of. That's what we're a nation of laws. And what Dr. King's talking about is the First Amendment, the First Bill of Rights, and the First Amendment to the Constitution, which says, you know, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of press or the right of people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redressing of grievances. In other words, it's not wrong for you to go, I don't think what you're doing is right. As a matter of fact, it's constitutional. And the reason why our founding fathers did that is because they came from a government that would behead you or that would lock you up in leg irons and dungeons and prisons or whatever for challenging them and saying this is not right. Listen, we don't want to go. We don't want to set aside the Constitution. We want to go back and say, listen, we want to go back to the original intent of our nation. And that one of the first original intents in writing of the Constitution is that Congress of the United States is made up of Senate and the House of Representatives, and they're the ones that are the legislature body. They're the ones that make laws. Nobody else is supposed to make no laws. They're supposed to make them. And if we created things and ideas and concepts that cause these laws to happen outside of that, we need to go back to the original intent and undo those things and go back to our original founding fathers' leadership in the area of this great document called the Constitution of the United States. You're listening to Original Tent on VFN Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.